Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. Happy Saturday morning. Jingle bells, everybody. It's Christmas time here around our table. This is Around the Table, live from the City of Gastronomy. We have a jam-packed and fun-filled hour that we spend together each and every week exploring the delicious world of food, culture, and entertainment. Went to the movies last night at the Loft Cinema. They had the first Friday short film series. It was really, really fun. We'll talk about that and how telling your stories and telling your stories with film and on film makes a big impact in our world. A little later on in the show, we're going to be going back in time and in sort of a time machine of sorts. Not only going back in time, but forward. The joy of cooking, which has an essential place in our cuisine culture, is out with its latest edition, the trusted kitchen classic for a new generation of joy, The Joy of Cooking, with over 600 recipes. And the newest edition is going to be the star of our show today. And the Becker family, in its latest iterations, are going to be joining us to talk about how this legendary book made such an impact. And we're going to take you on a tour of the future in our crystal ball. We're going to look in and see what the 2020 trends are in food and drink. And for that, there is no better person on the planet to talk with than the publisher and founder of Food and Beverage Magazine, Michael Politz, who joins us now from his press room in Las Vegas, Nevada, where at the epicenter of a lot of what's going on in the future of food comes to test itself out. It's sort of like the pre-Broadway run of any food ideas. Or is it the other way around? Do food ideas happen all over the country and all over the world, and then they come and get a tryout in Las Vegas before they go everywhere else? We'll get to that, the food trends and more, but let's welcome Michael Politz to our table today. How are you, my friend?
Jennifer, good morning.
Good. I know it's early for you. Did you just get home?
Did I just get home?
Yeah, like from a late night out in Las Vegas?
No. What kind of a wild animal do you think this beasts are out here?
Well, it's a 24-hour city, and not only is it a 24-hour city in terms of entertainment, but you really can eat brilliantly 24 hours a day in very few cities.
You can go to the grocery store. You can actually go to the grocery store 24 hours a day, which is amazing.
That is amazing. But you can eat well, literally 24 hours a day in Las Vegas. So it gets a whole different vibe. Let's talk about your December issue and your cover boy, because
yes.
This was a really fun issue to be a part of. And at year's end, every year, you do look back and look forward. But the cover boy, well, I have to say, that was a really cool call. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, Jennifer, I don't really know. Those are that's my editor's jobs.
No, I know. Let's talk about what it
takes. No. I'm just kidding. Jen. So this is this guy named Michael, and he owns a fantastic donut shop, believe it or not, in Baltimore. And it's called Diablo's Donuts. And he's a very soft-spoken, kind of chill dude. And he did a collaboration with a beer house out there local in Baltimore, with a brewery, local brewery, for his donuts and beer, right? Like a donut-flavored beer or whatever they're doing. I haven't tasted it. I just saw it, right? So I think they recreated, what did they do? They put him in a bathtub full of Fruit Loops and donuts and the beer. And, I mean, the guy's like a rough-looking, tattooed, you know, kind of dude. When you talk to him, he's not so much so rough, you know what I mean? But he looks that way. And he's laying in the bathtub full of Fruit Loops and in a weird, funny Lizzo, that new Lizzo, you know, the woman in that sort of style. And he looks amazing. And I saw this picture and I said, I don't even care what your story is. If you've got the testicular fortitude to take that picture, then I will, I'm putting this guy on the cover. And I never told anybody. I never told the press people. I never told anybody from him. All of a sudden, this thing pops out. They all lose their minds. It was the greatest thing I've ever done.
And you got a huge response to this issue.
Yeah, because you got a grown man, like looks like a biker in a bathtub full of Fruity Pebbles. Of course, you're going to get a huge response.
Let's talk a little bit about the mission of Food and Beverage Magazine. It's one of the most widely read, well-respected publications for the industry side of the entire hospitality industry. You talk about the industry cuisine, restaurants, chefs, libations, desserts, recipes, trends, and you cover it all from both the front of the house, back of the house, but you even go back beyond the back of the house to the sources, to the manufacturers, to some of the lesser sexy things, and somehow manage to make it all really sexy to the tune of over 15 million readers a month.
Yeah. It's pretty true. And it's exhausting. It's really exhausting. And you just made it, I just got tired listening.
I'm sorry. I should have let you say that.
I'm tired of saying it, Jennifer. I'm tired of saying it. I'm in the middle of writing a book. Wiley Publishing came to us, biggest publishing house in the country, oldest publishing house in the world. And they wanted us to create, me personally, to create the book, The Food and Beverage Magazine's Guide to Restaurant Success. So I'm like knee deep into that right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
And really neck deep. I mean, it is a lot of work. But you know, you're going to have something to sit on the shelves at Barnes & Noble, and someone's paying you to do the job, you better do it. You know, that's the exciting part about it.
Let's talk about the December issue. You've got a lot of highlights, including a couple of James Beard Award winners, myself included, participating, including looking at cocktails and libations, looking at trends. The 2020 Trend Report is something that you've done historically almost every year. And
yes.
This year, there were some really big trends. When you see the trends being reported from all around the country and throughout the industry, tell me a little bit about how you begin to see the patterns. What was the biggest pattern of a trend you saw this year? What's the thing that you're really going to define 2019 by trend-wise?
Oh, the thing we're going to define it by? I don't know. That's a great question. I mean, there are so many trends. You know, with trends, you start seeing, you start going into restaurants, right? That's where you're seeing a lot of things. What the new things are eating, right? And then really what's catching on, right? So like what catches on, and what are other people copying, and what are other people adding to their menu? You know, there's the fake trends where people will send you press releases and then they want you to write about them. And then you kind of like create, what would be the best word? Craft those trends. Do you know what I mean, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Sometimes that happens, but like you'll have like kombuchas coming up, like Wild Tonic. You'll have some fermentation again, like we did last year, but you'll have different things now because fermentation was big in 2018, right? You know, and now it's coming back, which is kind of fun in a different way because they're using techniques, old techniques. Oh, you know what? I'll tell you right now what you ready for the 2020 trend? You ready for this?
Yep.
Are you ready to drop the mic, Jennifer?
I am.
Are you ready to drop the mic? Shrubs.
Yeah.
Shrubs for mixing.
Yeah.
Yes. Shrubs for mixing. And they're also using, why don't you explain what a shrub is, Jen?
Well, a shrub is a very, I don't want to just call it sour because that's inaccurate, but it's a very it's a vinegary kind of.
You're taking too long, Jen. Let me do it for
you,
okay?
Sorry.
It's made with the mother of apple cider vinegar, right? Apple cider vinegar with mother, you know, which is really the, you know, the ugliness of it. I don't know why they call it the mother, because their mother's ever ugly. I know I'm ugly mother, but I don't know if there's a lot out there, right? And it's mixed with like cranberries and this, it's muddled, it's this, you know, and it's called a shrub, and it came from the old days,
right?
The 1800s, 1700s, where they would use this to actually use as a preservative, right? So there's a place called Anna's Shrubs now, which is insanity. Look it up and get a bottle of the banana turmeric. It is an insane shrub. It has got like a mustardy, vinegary. The banana is not overwhelming. You can barely taste it. It's banana, but it's used for sweetness, right? I use it to marinate my chicken in, personally.
Oh, interesting.
When I do have to cook, Jennifer, but being the publisher of Food and Beverage Magazine, I have chefs from all over the world cooking for me.
Right.
As I wear my silk robe and smoke my pipe.
Picking up the mantle of our late friend, Robin Leach.
Oh, Robin Leach.
Hey, listen, we're going to run out of time. I know we've only got you for another 2.5 minutes. I want to get to the 2020. when you talk about shrubs, we talked about kombuchas and fermentation. Oh, I think they're looking for you.
Only this one little three-year-old is. Yes, brother. Go ahead.
That's funny. So the sour, I think sour is going to be the story, whether it's in the form of shrubs or in kombuchas and other fermentation. There's something about that notion of the sour flavor. Sour beers are a huge thing in the craft beer movement. We're seeing these very...
Do you mean sour or more tart?
Well, what I'll call sour in the form of like anything with a relationship base or an ingredient to vinegars.
Okay.
Like the apple cider vinegar is in the shrubs, like the way sour beers...
I'm not going to say that. I don't know that. I love that flavor, the vinegary flavor. It is. I guess it's a little sour.
But they call the beers the sour beers for that reason. But you can have a passion fruit sour beer. You could have a banana. I mean, you know, part of the story about your chef on the cover is the beer that was the unicorn farts beer.
Oh, my God. I didn't want to say it, Jennifer. I was trying to have this...
You're more elegant than I am, obviously.
On this Saturday morning, I wasn't going to tell you the name of the beer, but yes, Jennifer, Unicorn Fart.
Yes.
Is the name of the beer. Now, you've made me say it, Jennifer.
I know.
You've done it.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right, so let's dig in. The other two trends that when I'm talking to people and we're looking, there's a companion trend. One is that ramen, which has been big for the last several years, continues to roll on. Ramen is rolling on in a big way, and dumplings. And soup dumplings any kind of bao. But soup dumplings are coming to Vegas. Ramen is happening everywhere. Let's talk a little bit about that companion trends of ramen and bao.
Well, I'm seeing a guy opened up something called Graffiti Bao here in Vegas. He's a chef and everyone loves him. He's trendy. And so I think he fills it with all kinds of things, right? Like steak and cheese, Graffiti Bao, right? You know, cheeseburger, pizza. Right, you know, and so I actually had a pork bao. Am I pronouncing it right? Bao?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds funny. I usually get soup dumplings, you know, pork dumplings that are filled with the juicy soup, yummy deliciousness. But this restaurant made the bao dumpling like that, right? Yeah. And very cakey. It was a little too cakey for me.
Okay. And before we let you go.
But I can see it. They're doing that now, by the way. They're doing it in arenas, right?
Yeah.
And stadiums. So you can go up and you get a bao. And it's great because it's really like a little mini sandwich. It's just a different way to package a sandwich, right?
Right, like a Chelsea bao.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, right? Like, what if we had a Thanksgiving Day bao? Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, listen, our friends at Yoshimatsu prepared these giant, wonderful dumplings of stuffing for the roasted turkey ramen.
How did it taste?
Let me tell you something. They did a tempura fried ball of Thanksgiving stuffing that was so delicious. It was more like a Thanksgiving frittata, like a tempura Thanksgiving frittata. It was insanely delicious.
So you just said my favorite words, fried Thanksgiving. I mean, like, how this has got to be amazing. Stuffing.
Yeah, no, it was delicious. It was really delicious.
And where can you get this? In the old Pueblo?
Well, yeah, this happened to be here, but this kind of thing is inspiring chefs all over the country to riff and turn the ramen bowl into the same kind of multidimensional, anything can happen here focus that most chefs bring to things like sandwiches or... Yeah, soup. This is a place you can get really creative, and they are. It's not simply that classic David Chang, Momofuku, ramen.
Right. That's exciting. I'd like you to send me information on that.
I know. It's really cool.
I did.
I wrote you an article.
Well, I don't read what you write, Jennifer. We talk so much.
The other thing I wanted to mention is the big trends that are making me the happiest are the pranic food and better. The notion of better, we're seeing from where we sit and read and review and research, better not just meaning better quality outcomes, but better quality ingredients all the way across the board.
Better is better. In what way?
Listen, we've kept you a long time. We're going to take a very quick break, and when we come back... More on this delicious Christmas edition of Around the Table. Michael Politz is the publisher and founder of Food and Beverage Magazine in Las Vegas, Nevada. He joined us for a conversation about 2020 food trends. Thank you so much.
Do they know it's Christmas time at all?
You and George Michael. Thank you so much, my friend.
Bye-bye, my love.
All right, we'll be right back. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to AM 1030, The Voice. Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Around the Table live from the City of Gastronomy, and I say jingle bells because we are in that wonderful season. Congratulations to all the kids at St. Michael's School who did their Christmas concert last night. And there are pageants and parties. Fourth Avenue Street Fair is happening. Cultivate's coming around. There's a lot going on. There are literally hundreds and hundreds of places where you could go searching for something that really evokes and represents the spirit of this time, this year. We're talking about local. We're talking about not wasting money, not wasting time, not wasting the opportunity to tell someone you love them, not wasting the opportunity to be kind to one another, not wasting a moment or a meal, not wasting money, not wasting time, not giving gifts that never get used. And towards that, we're looking for things that are supportive and sustainable in the community in which we live. So what does that really mean? It means giving gifts that people really want to get, finding things that people will really love. I think that's the sort of the Marie Kondo, whose idea was to declutter your life by using a simple test of saying, only keep things that bring you joy. Only use things, make things, have things that bring you joy. And when you use the joy standard, you've got to include the joy of cooking. And in a little bit, we're going to be talking to the editors from the Rombauer family. And what's so kind of cool about this to me is that everybody remembers their grandmother's joy of cooking that they might have shared with them when they went off to college or they got their own copy. But everybody remembers, oh, my mother had joy of cooking, or my grandmother had joy of cooking, my grandfather had joy of cooking, or I used joy of cooking, or I still have joy of cooking. And it all dates back to Irma Rombauer and her descendants and the members of her family who've kept this wonderful tradition alive are going to be joining us in just a little bit. So we're putting joy of cooking on our essentials list, not because we think you have to have it to satisfy, do you have everything that's essential to cook and eat with, but rather we're using that term to describe the intrinsic quality of everything that is on the lists that we have this year. Now, if you went to Tucson Foodie, they had a really comprehensive, lovely list of ideas for giving gifts. And I'm going to take their Tucson Foodie gift list one step further. Of course, editorial disclosure, we were included on that list with our spices, with our peppercorns and our spice blends that we sell at the Five Points Farmers Market and the Five Points Market every week, including our really hot and lovely, remarkable, piquant hot pepper number 5. Now, hot pepper number 5 is a blend of the highest quality, extra bold, telecherry black peppercorns that money can buy, and chiltepin from the Sonoran region. So you get, with this little bit of heat from the chiltepin, which actually gives you a lot of heat, but when you blend it with the black peppercorn flavor in a grinder, and it grinds on your food, and you get that unique brightening taste of the black peppercorns, and then that little bit of heat, it's remarkable. And what it allows you to do is avoid using all the hot sauces that have that vinegar base that really change and distort the flavor of the foods that are the underlying star of the meal. So whatever your core elements of the entree in the dish are, you don't have to cover them up. You don't have to obscure them. You don't have to obfuscate them with all kinds of complexities of spices and other things. Just really clean, simple flavor from black peppercorns and chiltepins. And that's the beautiful Old Pueblo Spice Company Hot Pepper number 5 that can be found at the Five Points Market, which is at South 6th Avenue and 18th Street. But I want to talk about some of the other things on the list in the form of gift cards. And we've talked about this before, But there are three or four places where I'd really like to turn you on to the gift card promotions. They're running for great value. And certainly the C Charo, the El Charo family of restaurants, is one of those. They're still in the throes of this wonderful promotion. You can go to Charo Vida, Charo Del Rey, Charo Steakhouse, the original El Charo, and participate in their passport promotion and make your delicious dollars go a very long way with some of the most remarkably bright, alive, pranic foods that you're going to find anywhere in town, which is one of our 2020 food trends out of the Food and Beverage magazine. We thought pranic food. And prana is a word for energy. And so the energy of life, in the East they call it chi. In different places around the world it goes by different names. But in Indian, in that tradition, prana is this idea of the life force, the vitality that we live with. And so foods that are prana foods or pranic foods or high in prana are foods that give you vitality. And vegan foods and vegetarian foods and spices, I mean, all of these things that we find at the Charo are things that can be considered, especially with Chef Carlotta Flores and Chef Gary Hickey's wonderful vegan options, especially with the Hola hemp tamales. Those are a great gift idea. But I also want to say that Ken's Hardwood Barbecue down on 22nd does a remarkable job, and you can give somebody the gift certificate for a very specific meal experience. So what I suggest is, if you want to do gift certificates for people, give them the gift of something you love. And don't just say, here's $25, here's $50. Say, here's $25 with which I want you to go to Ken's. I want you to get those beautiful ribs for two. And with that, I want you to get these side dishes. His grandma's green beans are so sensational, you will have craving dreams about them. You want to try something else that's equally remarkable? Yeah. There are side dishes galore, but some are remarkably brilliant. And one that I want to make sure we mention are his beans. They're a barbecue bean, and they're some of the best I've ever had. They are truly irresistible. So when you tell your friends, I want you to go to Ken's Hardwood Barbecue, and here's a gift certificate, and write in the card, this is what I get when I go there. This is what I love. I'll even text you a picture of something that I ate that I thought was remarkable. Make sure you have the chess pie. Make sure you have something that when I tasted it, I thought of you, which is why I'm giving you this gift card. Another place I recommend highly for an experience that I'm just calling ooh la la is Le Rendezvous Restaurant. Since 1980, the Berger family, or Berger, as they pronounce it accurately and aptly, has been welcoming guests in the true Escoffier tradition. The bistro in the front, the fine dining room in the back. But again, the gift certificate is absolutely positively the way to go. Because when you go to Le Rendezvous and you have something that you haven't had in a long time, like the best French onion soup gratiné with molten cheese and bright, rich, brothy, and warm, brothy satisfaction, you want to share that experience with someone. Or steak frites, the most perfect steak frites in town. I don't even know who else could serve it and serve it anywhere near as well. So if you're going to give a gift certificate to Le Rendezvous, get a gift certificate and say, this is a gift certificate with which you guys go and have a romantic dinner for two. I recommend you try ordering this because it's so delicious. And for dessert, don't forget, they make the marvelous Grand Marnier Soufflé. And in the card, write about why you want to send these friends and family to this place to order these things. When you do that, it tells them so much more than just, here, go have a meal someplace. It really connects the experience. And this Christmas season, this holiday season, it's all about the experientials, the experiences of going there. So we're going to give away a Grand Marnier Soufflé to caller number two right now, 520-790-2040. You get to go to Le Rendezvous, and you get to have a Grand Marnier Soufflé. and bring somebody along, and they will love it too. 520-790-2040 is our telephone number. Caller number two right now, you are going to win a Grand Marnier Soufflé, courtesy of our friends at Les Rendezvous. Again, a great place to do a gift certificate for a holiday gift. And remember, they've been there a long time. People forget if they haven't. If they're new to town, they've never been, they need to go. It really is the finest in French cuisine in town. But if they have not been in a long time, tell them to go and check it out. Tell them I sent you and get reminded of why all cuisine, even the cuisine you think we don't even eat like that anymore, the bouillabaisse, the duck, all of it is derivative from those traditions of Escoffier that let you taste the care and the art and the craft of fine cuisine. So before we take our next break, we're going to, in the next segment, take you to Joy of Cooking, where the Rombauer and Becker families have revived the tradition of what has made Joy of Cooking a classic for so long. We're going to talk about soufflés and why soufflés, and in particular, Ooh La La, is alive and well and living in Tucson, only at Les Rendezvous. It's up on Fort Lowell, just west of Alvernon. We're going to take a very quick break, and when we come back, more from around our table. We'd love to hear from you. We've got gift ideas from Tucson's and the world's most celebrated chefs with ideas for kitchen and cooking essentials that make great holiday gifts. We've got shopping lists to take to the Economy Restaurant Supply Store so you too can get the value and functionality that chefs prize for the home cook in your life. We'll be back with more right after this. Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Around the Table, live from the City of Gastronomy, from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for celebrating with me today. What you don't know is that this is our 20th anniversary of broadcasting live talk radio programs about food and drink. Back in December of 1999, on a different radio station here in town that was known as The Jolt, KJLL. It was 1330. I went on the airwaves for the very first time, and I had a dream of talking about the thing for which I have enormous passion, the world of food and drink and hospitality, and most importantly, conviviality. 20 years ago, in December of 1999, I couldn't have imagined where this journey would take us, who we would talk to, what we would discover and taste, and most importantly, the friends we would make and meet, and the joys of the table would find their way from person to person, from experiences, from the books, from the legends, from the events. My life has been enriched. Sharing my passion with my family, with my son, with my friends has been one of the great joys of my life. Watching, participating in the rise of the cocktail culture that has taken place from the very first Tales of the Cocktail in New Orleans, Louisiana, where 100 of us cocktail geeks, passionate about the history and again the conviviality and hospitality of this experience, came together to create what is now the global cocktail industry. I was lucky and I had the opportunity to submit my work for consideration to the James Beard Foundation, for which we were shocked and really overwhelmed and humbled to have been selected in our very first year of broadcasting for the distinguished James Beard Prize, winning the long-form radio program prize was truly something I could never have anticipated, and yet it was part of the dream. So on this very special Saturday, as we climb towards Christmas and feel the crackle of excitement in the air about all of these looking forward to moments ahead, I have to stop and say thank you to anybody and everybody who has played a role in making this possible. The extraordinary men and women who are no longer here, who played an important part in this, friends and inspirations. One of my favorite board operators of all time, Chapman Broach, who passed away far too young, We've had great engineers, partners, sponsors. Thank you to everybody. And on this moment in time when I get to say thank you very much for making this all possible, Tucson, people said it couldn't be done. You can't do a talk radio show about food in Tucson, Arizona. I said, but you don't understand Tucson, Arizona. Janos Wilder understood Tucson, Arizona, and anybody that lives here and knows this place and knows the food and the culture and the conviviality knew what we have here, well, there's a reason we're the city of gastronomy. And now incredible people like Felipe Garcia and Vamos a Tucson and Visit Tucson go around the world introducing people to the flavors and the people and the reasons why this is the most delicious place on the planet. Of course, we look like, you know, we had a crystal ball, and in a way we did. But the first year that we were recognized by the James Beard Foundation for our work was the year that Janos Wilder won his prize. And I have to say that connection and friendship has given me so much encouragement over the years. But for everybody who said, you can't do this in Tucson, what is that, the smallest, it didn't make sense. But now that we are the city of gastronomy and have some of the greatest food in the world right here, and the Sonoran region and the tacos and everything we have here is so well-loved and well-respected, you have to appreciate that this really is one of the most delicious places on the planet. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have a winner for our Grand Marnier Soufflé from Le Rendezvous. And our winner is Sabrina. Sabrina, are you there?
I'm here.
Congratulations. You're going to Le Rendezvous for a Grand Marnier Soufflé.
Yay. I was so excited. I actually won. I thought I would, well, I'll just plug in the numbers and see if I'm going to win that soufflé.
Well,
I did.
You got it at just the right moment. You snuck in between the calls. Hey, I want to say, when's the last time you had a soufflé?
You know what? Well, my family, my mother being French, she used to make soufflés, but it was a very long time ago. So I haven't had any soufflés. Maybe, I can't even remember. Maybe, I don't know, 5 years now? That's how long it's been. So, wow. And I thought about it, and I said, well, I haven't had a soufflé in a while. So here's my chance.
Another good reason to call. And if I'm not mistaken, is this my friend Sabrina Regas?
This is your friend, Sabrina Regas.
I recognize your voice. Thank you for listening and calling in. Let's tell everybody about what you're up to, because not only is this just another connoisseur of a listener who's happy about a souffle, but in fact, Sabrina Regas is the owner of a remarkable place called the Urban Grove. Let's tell everybody about Urban Grove.
Yes, the Urban Grove is actually an urban grove, as it says, and it's also a event space, and basically surrounded by a citrus grove, a small citrus grove that was part of a huge citrus grove that was planted back in the 1920s by Mr. Reed. So it's located off of Orange Grove, the namesake, Orange Grove Road, and Oracle Road. We also conduct cooking classes here. We host chefs, pop-up dinners. A lot of exciting events happening all the time in the Urban Grove. We also produce dates besides citrus. And my dates are available at the Five Points Farmers Market tomorrow,
where we go hang out together sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Right by your beautiful spice table, all those beautiful peppercorns and salts that you present to all your customers right next to me. So,
thank you very much for that. What is what's on your holiday gift list? What is on your wish list? I should say, not your gift list. I don't want you to spill the beans about what you're giving people.
It's funny you mentioned gift list, because right now I'm making some date jam with my dates.
Oh, yum!
To the market tomorrow. To hopefully have my customers take a taste. And if I can talk Baja Bread Man, who will be there, I can talk him into cutting some pieces of his bread and spreading some of my date jam on his bread. That would be a nice, nice little additive.
And you know what I'm bringing? And aside from the spices and the Mrs. Spices and Son magic wands, which are all cooking tools that have been rehabilitated, revived at the Spoon Spa with Bruce Thurston and myself, and offered in, we are making, you ready for this? Cheese and peppercorn straws, which are like a cocktail cracker. So I want you to imagine a wonderful little cheesy cracker with black peppercorn and cheddar cheese Gouda flavor and a little bit of Gruyere. And so it's like a cheese and cracker, but it doesn't have the cheese on it. It has the cheese in it and the peppercorn in it, not on it. Well, on it too, but so it's like the most sophisticated cocktail snack you've ever had your whole life.
I can't
wait. And they come in little bags and they make a wonderful little gift, like a hostess gift. Ooh. And again, we're talking about hostess gifts and holiday gifts that people are buying local, they're buying smaller, they're buying more joy-driven. Being joy-driven this holiday season is what this show today is all about, and about making sure that the things that we're giving as gifts are things that people are going to be thrilled to get and have. And one of the things I wanted to mention, and I'll keep you on the air for this one. So Economy Restaurant Supply is my favorite restaurant supply store in town. And I went to all my chef, I know, right? And I went to all my chef friends and I said, what are some of the things that you can buy at the Economy Restaurant Supply that people would be really well served to buy versus going to Williams-Sonoma and spending more money for a lesser quality product? And half of the chefs that I talked to, a full half, talked about a vegetable peeler from Victorinox, which are the makers of the original Swiss Army knife. And for $4, hold on to your hats here, for $4.40, you will get a vegetable peeler that is a Swiss peeler. They call it a Spaßhauler. And it is a side-handled vegetable peeler that lets you peel accurately and swiftly. It has a fantastic blade. It works really efficiently. It will become officially your favorite kitchen utensil. And for less than $10, it is one of the greatest kitchen gifts and gadget gifts you could possibly give someone. And
now, when you said that, I said, I'm already thinking in my mind, because I make marmalade with my Seville bitter oranges, and I'm waiting for them to ripen. That would be an excellent thing to have in the kitchen. Peel my peels, make my marmalade.
And I'm going to have some at...
I'm running down there.
I know, and I'm actually going to have some at the Five Points Farmers Market tomorrow.
Save me one.
I will. And then aprons. Aprons are another gift that people were talking about. So the chefs, the five things that were on, if I rated them, the five things that were on the most lists of most chefs were aprons, cooking tongs, a good paring knife, the vegetable peeler, and a great bar set or bar spoon. Lots of bar tools made the list this year. And so...
Yeah.
Those are what we're going to have out there as well. So anything that was on our list, we're going to have our holiday shopping lists out there for us tomorrow. You're going to be there with your dates. I got to ask you a favor. Will you bring me a couple of your pomelos?
You know, there are only, let's see, I will try to, well, a couple of them. Actually, one weighs about 4 pounds. take up my space in the back of my truck. I will bring one. Right now there is one. It should be, they're still ripening the others. So if I go out there tomorrow morning to see if the one I'm targeting will be enough to pick, ripened enough to pick, it'll be about a yellowish tone is what I'm looking for, I will bring that one for you.
All right. Sabrina Regas, congratulations.
Okay.
You won a Grand Marnier Soufflé. And because we want to be fair about everything, we are going to give away a wonderful gift, what I'll call, it's a basket, but it's not actually a basket. It's actually more of a bowl. And you're going to win a spice gift basket from the Old Pueblo Spice Company and Mrs. Spices and Son. Caller number two right now, 520-790-2040, 520-790-2040. We've got a spice basket for you to, you can have it for yourself or you can re-gift it. 520-790-2040. And caller number two, you win that. And before we say goodbye, I want to say a very special thank you to our sponsors, including the remarkable team at Chiltepica. If you're entertaining this holiday season, make sure you go to the Costco and get the finest salsa in town. Our friends at Chiltepica make the best salsa, and they're the ones that you can find at the Costcos around town. It's made locally. And like so many things, we're encouraging you to shop locally, go to the local vendors and the local craftspeople and the local artisans who are making the most delicious things possible. And if you are lucky enough to get to live this beautiful town and visit our friends at Le Rendezvous and our sponsors and our friends and support them with your patronage, you keep this place delicious by keeping the restaurants and cafes and the businesses that make this the city of gastronomy the most delicious place on the planet. I'm telling you, this is the place, and it's this place for a reason. This is where delicious lives. And as we get ready to wrap up this edition of Around the Table, we've got about a minute left. I want to thank all of our sponsors, including Boca Taco and Tequila, located on historic 4th Avenue, our good friends at Revel Wine Bar, and of course, our friends at Chiltepica, and my beloved Ken from Ken's Hardwood Barbecue. We're sending him and his family our love. They've had a loss in their family, and he wasn't able to join us today, and we send him all our love and prayers. And we'll have to do Joy of Cooking another day. I don't know what happened to our guests. They must have gotten lost in the Los Angeles highways or something. But I hope you'll come see us tomorrow at the Five Points Farmers Market, located just adjacent to the Five Points Market and Cafe on South 6th Avenue and 18th Street, where we will have a full shopping array for the gourmet in your life. If you're a cook, if you're an eater, if you know a cook or know an eater, if you love a cook or love an eater and need a holiday gift for them, this is the place to go. And as we get ready to wrap up this show, I want to tell you that this was dedicated today to the love of my life, my beautiful boy. When you get home today, do me a favor. Hug your kids and count your blessings. Jingle bells. We'll see you next week.